Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. I'm getting a little fired up because I'm 90 minutes till I'm off work. And then I would think it's the weekend. But I have to do like 8 other things after we get out of here. And then we got practice tomorrow at 8 a.m. Sunday is in a legit off day, B.
What practice you got at 8 o'clock?
Tomorrow morning, the commander's practice.
Oh, really? Wow.
You said you were going.
I'll be there.
That sounds like Brian got a tee time. RTJ?
After practice.
I wanted to play this. This Stephen A. Smith thing is kind of making the rounds on social media. Stephen A. Smith this morning on First Take, I assume, talking Terry McLaurin.
I'm not sure, Kimberly and fellas, how wise it is for him to take this position at this particular moment in time. The brother is a guy that registers 1,000-yard seasons with regularity. He can ball. He is a valuable asset to their franchise. My sources tell me right now they're at about $27 million with him. To me, if they came, I think they should at least come up to 30. There's no question about that.
So, Stephen A. is easy to clown. The idea about putting the sharing a DC and Baltimore Stadium in Laurel was asinine. But this dude's also been in sports a long time and is a big deal. Do you believe he's sourced up? That's the first time I've heard 27. I had heard a little more than 25, close to 26.
I'm sure he knows people.
Right.
You know, and like one thing about it, if you're around this business, you are going to find somebody. And as you stated earlier, he is not someone that has clout. People want to talk to him. They want to be around his show. They'll let him know stuff. They know he will go yell it. He'll get it. If you want something to be heard, tell him.
Sure. If they're at 27 and it only needs to get to 30, offer the 29. Like, go. I've said all along, ideally in deals, it's 50-50, right? You get half of what you want. They get half of what they want. Everybody moves forward.
Yeah.
I do think because of who Terry is, what he means on the football field, straight football perspective, I think they could really use him to be the team they want to be. Somebody asked me, oh, are they still a playoff team without Terry McLaurin? Yes. Like, let's not overthink this, man. When you have a star quarterback, and I believe Jaden Daniels is a star quarterback, you're in the playoff conversation no matter what. And don't forget, Deebo Samuel could be a baller. Laremy Tunsil looks freaking fantastic. Like, they made additions. You know what we got a very significant reminder of yesterday, B? Zach Ertz is a freaking baller.
Yes, he is.
Who knows? Maybe Bill Merritt really emerges. Like, some people are guessing. He's looked good. It's early.
Yeah.
I'd caution it's early, but maybe he is. I think defensively they should be a lot better. I think Marshon Lattimore looks like he could be really good again. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe some of these things go the opposite direction. I buy Kinlaw as an ascending player. Maybe you don't. Maybe it could go sideways. But the season will not be made or broken on Terry McLaurin's availability. Not having Terry limits the ceiling, I think. Watch that Detroit game last year. Terry took a screen 60 yards for a house call. Yep. I don't know that you beat Detroit in Detroit without Terry. But I think to wonder if they could still be a playoff team is nuts. Honestly.
Yeah.
Curl is in Wheatville. What's up, Curl?
Wheatville.
Colonel? Are you talking to the Colonel?
What up, Colonel?
What's up, Colonel?
Hey, JP and B-Mitch. Yeah. The main thing I want to say, it's the Eastern Motors curse. And all the guys that have been on that commercial don't last very long. What'd you have, Southeast Jerome? You had Gilbert Arenas? I mean...
Well, he's outlasted them already.
What's that?
He outlasted all of them already.
Oh, I know. He's been around. I love him. But I'm just afraid. I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I think if you go on that Eastern Motors commercial, you're doomed.
All right, man.
All right, man.
It worked out okay for Ovi.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, was he on there?
Yeah, yeah, he was on there.
I'm wrong again. Hey, JP, did you ever wear that Bullets shirt I gave you?
Oh, you gave me that Bullets shirt. Yeah, dude, I have it at the house.
Oh, good for you. I love that, man. That meant a lot to our family. But most of us are gone now anyway. So, well, love y'all. Have a good day.
Hey, Colonel, can I ask you a quick question?
Certainly.
Where is Wheatville?
It ain't Wheatonville. It's Wheaton, Maryland.
Wheaton. Okay. Thank you. I know Wheaton, Maryland.
Silver Spring, Glenmont.
Sure, I know exactly where that.
Yo, Wheaton, when I played at Maplewood, Wheaton Boys Club had some dudes. They would ring. They would ring your bell quick.
That's going to happen to you a lot when you was in school.
The Wheaton Boys Club.
Yeah, they had that train going past them. All right. Thank you, Colonel. Appreciate you.
Okay. I love you guys. You're the greatest.
All right. Thanks, bud. So we haven't talked to the aquarium yet today, but it's time. Hello, Ben Strober, your red-ass hair. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
So Jeff is not here. Jeff needed a mental health day.
Well, Jeff is here because he said Wheatonville.
So that was the colonel calling from Wheaton, and you wrote on the call sheet, Curl in Wheatville.
Yeah, I think I missed the mark.
Yes, you did.
I'd say you did.
Well, no, you hit the mark.
Well, you know, for a job that I'm doing that should be really easy and self-explanatory, I found a way to mess up. So kudos to me.
Well, and it'd be one thing for me if you were from Fredericksburg or like even like Ashburn and just maybe weren't familiar with Wheaton. Didn't you grow up in Montgomery County?
I know what Wheaton is.
Are you sure?
Why
yes.
You wrote Wheatville?
I misheard the guy. I misheard his name. I misheard where he was from.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the ownership.
You know, it happens. I didn't purposely, I didn't try to make up a new city or anything
well,
like that.
Well, you did.
Hey, I bet you there's a Wheatville somewhere in the U.S. Look it
well,
up.
Not,
it probably
it's
exists.
It's not in Maryland.
They could listen on the Odyssey app.
We gotta bust your balls, because if it was Jeff, I'd be busting his balls. We believe in equity on this program, so we're going to bust your balls, too.
I know.
Since I've got you, you're wearing your Jaden Daniels shirt today, and I know you were at training camp the other day. How you feeling about this Terry McLaurin situation?
It's tough. It's really hard to believe that it's gotten to this point, and all the news that's transpired about it, it's definitely frustrating, because I get called and texted nonstop about asking me what's going to happen. I go, I don't know. Nobody really seems to know what's happening within the situation. Everyone that does seem to know doesn't really know the full extent to everything, and that's been my mindset throughout this entire process. I still think it gets done. It's just a bit crazy that it's gotten to this point where RFK 2.0 might actually get done before Terry McLaurin's contract.
I think RFK 2.0 goes down today.
But there's still the second vote, I guess. So that's why I'm saying it's a... I don't
they
even know how to look
first
at
vote
it.
And it goes,
why
and
is there goes, a second vote?
Because they do weird stuff.
Somebody explained it to me on the phone a while back. I can't remember, though, because I don't do politics.
Great. Wheatville. I found Wheatville. It was the first black community in Austin, Texas.
Bang. Shout out to Wheatville.
We got some history today. Thank you, Ben.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's go to our guy Jonesy in D.C.
Jonesy, what's up,
how
brother?
You feeling about the Terry situation?
Hey, man, I was hoping to get a big birthday gift to Terry. Man, that was first news. But, man, I'm getting to birthday rough news that he's still somewhere in the middle to a trade, man. Look, we better with Terry than with IFC.
Jonesy, I got to put you on hold, bro.
Jonesy, that phone is tripping.
That was something. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Paulie. Paulie, how you feeling about Terry, buddy?
Hail to the W. B-Mitch, big bro. How you been, man?
I'm good, Paulie. What's happening?
Paulie doesn't call us, dude.
JP, my brother from another Caucasian mother, man. How you doing?
I'm chilling, dude.
Hey, look. I'm going to say this. I'm going to start this with, I'm not scared of life after Terry, man. I had to deal with life after B-Mitch and life after LeVar Arrington. Life after Trent Williams. So I'm not scared of life after Terry. But it's August 1st, and we talk about contracts and not talking about the season or the Giants. And that's what bothers me, because there's a distraction there. You know? So the ball's in management's court, man. They're going to have to find a middle ground or move on. So so we could start our season and concentrate on getting to the playoffs and holding the trophy up or something, man. So that's what really perturbs me about it, is that we just late in the game, and this is what we're talking about, man. And contrary to what the one caller said, you know, it's not personal, it's just business. Well, you know what? The business of my money is always personal. And I'll leave it at that, man. Hell to the devil.
Hey, Paulie, can you hold on? One? I wanted to ask you something. Yes. You are famously Paulie from the 757, correct?
Yeah.
Now, yes, that is the Norfolk area, correct?
Yes, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, Newport News, Hampton,
Portsmouth,
Suffolk.
Portsmouth,
Party Down P-Town.
Party Down P-Town. If I may, just stay with me, Paulie. Ben Strober, where did you say Paulie was calling from here on the call sheet?
Says D.C.
It says D.C. or you wrote D.C.?
I wrote it.
0-2 for the young man all of a sudden.
Whoa.
Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate you, bud.
0-2. Right, Paul, I've taken like 50 man. Calls today.
Yeah, but in baseball, you're as good as your last slump. Landfill, how did Dylan Cruz do last night in his rehab assignment?
Yeah, but Dylan Cruz is terrible.
I like Ben. I'm just saying, all of a sudden, we're all over the place. Let's keep it locked up. Let's keep it tight, all right?
Ben just guess where the person's from.
Listen, since things have gone a little haywire, three calls in a row, let's ride the lightning. Hello, Commander. Oh, how do you feel about Terry McLaurin?
Oh, I feel great about Terry. You know, I really love this first-time caller, everyday drinker, and everyday listener from you guys.
Now, that's an all-time line, Commander.
I love you guys so much. Business is business. I really hope both sides don't screw up each other, you know, from the Eagles. You know, they can't spell Eagles. We could spell Eagles, but it's not our eagle. Our own eagle needs to be better, you know. So the value is value. We know our own value. So I really wish both of them could know us to get this done and we can play ball. And we don't want Terry. We need Terry. That's period. End of story. Thank you.
Thanks, right, Commandante.
That did he say business?
That was a hell of a line.
Did he say
first
business?
Time caller, everyday drinker.
I thought he said business, not business.
You never know. You know, I thought that was a pretty coherent call. I think Commandante, listening to an East Coast 10-2 show, living on the West Coast where it's, you know, it's only 9:40 a.m. I think that's actually good.
That's
for
the
Commandante.
First time that happened.
I like this tweet from Johnny Hecht. He says, Terry's situation reminds me of Batman. You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain. He'll always be a hero in my eyes, but it'd be a shame to see him in anything but burgundy and gold. I don't think it's going to get there. I think they get a deal done. Mm-hmm. And I don't look forward to the day if this does go sideways and there is a trade or he sits out games. Like, I may be proven wrong in this. I will allow for that. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys can all call me and clown me that day. I still believe.
I'm with you, Jay.
This is normal football business, man. And it sucks. I'm not trying to pretend that it doesn't suck, but I don't think anything here is that out of the ordinary. Phone lines are packed. Stay there. Quick break. Taking your calls all damn day. It's Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, and they might vote yes on RFK Stadium.